Lloydminster, did it or did it not go in? That is the question. The Canmore Eagles split two playoff games against the Bobcats in Lloydminster on Friday and Saturday, March 15-16. But a controversial goal might be the difference for the Northern Junior A team not going down 2 in the hole. The number 7 Eagles won 8-3 on Friday and it looked like they were about to steal two games in Lloydminster. But the number 2 seeded Bobcats clawed back from a 3-1 deficit in Game 2's third period on Saturday when forward Caden Steinke tied things up with less than 2 minutes on the clock. The Eagles went on to lose 4-3 in double overtime. However, Eagles head coach Andrew Milne is adamant that after viewing the Eagles' video of the game-tying goal did not go in. In our opinion, well, not our opinion, we know for a fact the tying goal didn't go in, so that was a bit of a shitty process for us, said Milne. The Bobcats made a play on the wall and they took a shot and it hit the crossbar and it didn't go in and neither of the refs saw it, but the goal judge did, so they deemed it a goal, even though it didn't go in. So that's disheartening, but I guess human error is part of the game. Highlights play button 3 OT games on a Saturday night in the AJHL, that's playoff hockey. Hashtag AJHL60pick.twitter.com/PM0F8VU4White. The AJHL, at The Isle, March 17, 2024. The Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL. Does have video goal review options for teams and coaches in its rulebook. It says referees may review disputed goals at their discretion. However, AJHL teams such as the Eagles and Bobcats do not have those technical capabilities as of now. Goal judges, or a lighter of the lamp, are usually volunteers of the local team and don't work for the AJHL. Ultimately, however, the decision if it is a goal or not is on the referees regardless of what the goal judge states. It's a terrible position to put somebody in. The pressure should not be on a volunteer, fan, resident to make that call, said Milne. Bobcats head coach Brad Rahela declined to comment to the Outlook. The series shifts to Canmore for Game 3 on Tuesday, March 19, and Game 4 on Wednesday, March 20. Puck drop is 7 p.m. for both games. The split is what you want. Obviously, now, it's a home ice advantage for us in a best of five, said Milne. That's the positive for us when you're starting on the road and we got it. Time will tell if the controversial goal will factor in as the series goes on.